The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, was in the Dáil yesterday answering questions on crime, and he had this to say about drug decriminalisation or legalisation or any talk of it.
We've lost the war on drugs. I disagree with that. Like, you know, let's look at what the alternative is. We just give up, pull up our hands and say, let's legalise drugs, let them come in. The addiction levels will increase significantly. We've seen experiments in other parts of the world, America, Canada, where they've legalised drugs. It's been a disaster for them. Psychotic episodes for young people have shot through the roof. Addiction levels have gone up. It's become a bigger problem. So you're better off having it criminalised.
So keep criminalisation as is the view of Jim O'Callaghan, the Minister for Justice. And just to remind people, in October 2023, the Citizens Assembly on Drugs voted to decriminalise all drugs and take a, quote, health-led approach to drug policy. Gareth McGovern is with me, the addiction specialist and medical director at Priority Medical Clinic in Dundrum. Gareth, were you disappointed in what the minister had to say?
I was, Kieran. I was very surprised, actually, to hear it. I mean, the Citizens' Assembly happened over, I think, six weekends in 2023. There were testimony from people with the lived experience. There were drug policy experts. There were psychiatrists. There were people who've been touched by this, addiction treatment providers, the police, drug policy experts from abroad. And, you know, the 35, 36 recommendations were fairly comprehensive. And it was overwhelming that they would look at maybe a different model of treatment. In other words, rather than put people through the criminal justice system, they would bring them down a health-led approach. And that would, you know, that would be some form of decriminalisation or dissuasion or diversion, maybe along the lines of Portugal. I would say that the comments yesterday are a bit confusing, because what the Citizens Assembly didn't say was that drugs would be legalised. That wasn't really up for grabs, although there was a vote around cannabis, which is very tight. It was in favour, very slightly, of continuing with cannabis prohibition, but it wasn't really in the recommendations. It was about not criminalising people. Treating this as a health issue rather than a criminal justice issue.
Patricia Casey is with us as well, the consultant psychiatrist in the matter and emeritus professor of psychiatry at UCD. Patricia, did you welcome what the minister had to say, or what was your view given the recommendation of the Citizens Assembly?
Firstly, just to correct you, I'm a consultant psychiatrist now in the Hermitage Clinic. I was in the matter, I'm now in the Hermitage. And in answer to your question, Kieran, I was very pleased that the minister didn't follow the unwise recommendation of the Citizens' Assembly. And I say that as a psychiatrist who, at the coal face, sees what cannabis does to mental health and the impact that it has in terms of things Jim O'Callaghan mentioned, psychosis, behaviour generally. He didn't mention suicidal behaviour. It affects a range of psychiatric conditions and causes a range of psychiatric symptoms. So I was very pleased that he has taken the very sensible stance that he has of the first time finding first time carrier of cannabis being referred for a screening process to presumably assess that they're not addicted, and a second time with discretion for the Gardaí, and then a third time with the prosecution. So I think that's a very sensible approach, and I welcome it.
Garrett, I think it's probably worth at this point just for people at home who are not necessarily immersed in this world in the same way you are, the difference between, you know, decriminalisation and legalisation, maybe in practical terms. Like, were we to pursue decriminalisation, what would change? What would happen?
So basically what would happen if people were under a paradigm of decriminalisation is that if they're caught in possession of drugs, they're not immediately arrested and brought through a criminal justice avenue. They're explored to see whether they have a problem with a drug, and keep them away from the criminal justice system. And the ones who need help will get help. And the other group of people, in my opinion, should be just left alone. Now, I think Professor Casey will disagree with me. But then again, she may disagree with decriminalisation completely. I don't know. You'll have to ask her that. But I think criminalising people is just heaping more stigma on top of you know, particularly people who are addicted, the last thing in the world they need is the law. And that's really what was voted for in the Citizens' Assembly. And that was what unanimously was decided upon, that we would look at this through a health lens rather than a criminal justice one.
Patricia, would you be supportive of a system whereby there was intervention, but it just didn't involve the criminal justice system?
No, I wouldn't. I think the law is a very good teacher. And what has been proposed is certainly allowing people with a first-time finding to undergo an assessment, screening and therapy if needs be, and possibly for a second time. So I think that that is happening. But I would not be in favour of them being of everybody else who passes the number two threshold being left alone. What do you do, for example, when people are abusing opiates? Do you not intervene then when people are buying opiates or using opiates on the street?
I assume if you said abusing, if you're abusing, that would indicate there's a problem. And in a decriminalisation environment, what would happen there is there'd be a health intervention as opposed to a criminal justice intervention.
Well, it depends where they're doing it. I mean, if they're abusing opiates in public, say in your schools or in public parks, and in fact that is a system that they introduced in British Columbia and in Oregon. And Oregon has now turned round. They have now rescinded their decriminalisation of all drugs, which I think it was 2 years ago, 2024. Last year, they decided to reverse the decriminalisation, which had been in operation for 4 years, because deaths from things like fentanyl poisoning and other medications rocketed, and there was so much public misuse of drugs. And in British Columbia, they have turned, they did the same thing. They introduced decriminalisation, but yeah, they now find that people are out around schools and in parks and on the streets using drugs, similarly in San Francisco.
What's the, this kind of sounds like a silly question, but what's the point of intervention with the criminal justice system? And I don't mean that sense specific. In other words, what I'm asking is, what are we achieving in your mind? What's the hope? Is it that it kind of scares people straight, or that it's just simply a punishment for bad behaviour, or what is it?
I think the reason for criminalisation is twofold. Firstly, if people are, for example, if they are given a sentence and in prison, they can actually access treatment services in prison that they would otherwise not have access to out in the general community, because they would be surrounded. They would be living in and living in a subculture of drugs among their peers. So there'd be no motivation. When they're in prison, they will have access to treatment. And thankfully, I have seen people to whom that has happened, who have received treatment for their substance misuse while in prison. And then after discharge, it has continued. Of course, it doesn't always continue. So that's one thing. The other thing is the message that would be given out to the general public with decriminalisation. You would be likely to have many, many more people misusing drugs and experimenting with drugs if they knew they could get away with it once or twice. And we had our own decriminalisation experiment a number of years ago. It's about 10 years ago, when the head shops were selling stuff. And the number of people using that was rocketed. And so the attendances at emergency departments, including my own emergency department where I worked in the Mater Hospital, became excessive. We still have some of that. And today the Irish College of Psychiatrists has called for the decriminalisation of another cannabinoid, hexatetrahydrocannabinol, which is similar to THC. And they have called for the criminalisation of that, because a study from Galway showed that it was having a significant impact on on emergency attendances.
Garrett, the points Patricia makes, I guess that they're kind of a longer form version of the point that Jim O'Callaghan seemed to be making, which is that, look, they've tried this in other jurisdictions, it hasn't happened, they've done U-turns, and it will actually lead to an increase in people using and abusing drugs. Where is the evidence in all that?
No, there isn't any evidence of that. I mean, if you look at Portugal, overdose deaths were reduced 12-fold, HIV transmission 50-fold, and incarceration for drug-related offences was 4-fold. It has been a success in Portugal. People actually now will come for treatment. When people are facing the law, they hide away. In relation to going into prison, that's a bloody harsh lesson, I can tell you, to go into prison. And it doesn't work. The levels of drug use in this country, despite people being incarcerated, has never been higher than it has before. And all the problems that Patricia talks about regarding cannabis in this country, and particularly HHC, are under the paradigm of prohibition. So none of that is stacked up by evidence. I work in the coalface treating addiction every minute of every day in marginalised communities. I've seen the impact of people being criminalised and receiving sentences, reducing their prospects of travelling abroad and even working with Garda vetting now. The Citizens Assembly has spoken. It's very, very clear. We want change.
Garrett McGovern. Yeah, sorry, Patricia, go on, a final word.
I was going to say, in Holland, which has decriminalised drugs, there's still drug-related crime and police activity. 60 to 80% of police activity in Holland is now taken up with fighting drug-related crime. So it does not reduce crime rates.
Patricia Casey, consultant psychiatrist, Garrett McGovern, addiction specialist. Thank you both very much for joining me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.